this is BJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use.
Hello and very special greetings once again from Sacramento, California. My name is Don Coco and I'm with you today to talk about encryption and decryption. Encryption is the process of taking a file, say your credit card.txt file, it's got your credit card number in it, and encrypting it so no one else can read it. Now, there's numerous encryption methods, and I'm not going to get into them. There's one to 8-bit encryption, blowfish encryption, and numerous others. We won't get into that because that's a little more technical than my expertise. But I'm going to show you a couple of tools that really work rather well as far as encrypting or decrypting a file. The first tool we're going to talk about is a freeware. These are freeware tools, and the first one is AXCRYPT. AXCRYPT is the name of it. It's available from www.sourceforge.net/projects/AXCRYPT. Again, that's www.sourceforge.net/projects/AXCRYPT. It's a freeware tool and it's pretty good. Now, what we've done is you can encrypt files or you can encrypt a folder full of files. And what we're going to show you today is we're going to show you how this works. We're going to go get a file. Let's go get a file here and let's I put one on the desktop of my machine.
RadioToolbox.txt.
RadioToolbox.txt. This is a standard README type file, nothing special here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to right-click on the file,
context menu,
which I've done, and now I'm going to go locate the AXCRYPT icon. Let me see if I can find it here. There it is right there. And it's a pull-down menu.
Encrypt.
Now, we have different choices. As you can see, we have encrypt.
Clear password memory.
Basically, with this, what you're going to do is you're going to, when you go to encrypt, you're going to give it a password so that only you can open the file.
Wipe and delete.
Wipe and delete. That's if you want to erase this particular file.
Encrypt.
What we're going to do is we're going to encrypt it, so let's do that.
Menu closed. Button. Cancel. Dialog. Edit box.
And here it wants a password of my choosing.
Edit box. Edit box. Enter passphrase.
And enter passphrase. Now, what they recommend with this type of stuff is they recommend a real complicated one. You know, they say the longer the better. You can enter even more than one word. But for our purposes, for test purposes, we'll just enter ACB Radio. ACB Radio.
Edit box.
And
verify
we'll put
password.
It in again, ACB Radio in the box.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Remember and use as default password.
Now, do I want it to remember and use this as a default passphrase? If I check it, any other file I encrypt, it will require the password of ACB Radio. If I don't check it, I can use different passwords on different files.
Button. Okay.
So we won't check it, but we'll tell it okay.
Button. Cancel.
It's now doing it.
Taskbar.
And
hourglass.
It is done. Okay, now we can go to the desktop and see if our file is there.
Sysgray. Desktop. List view. RadioToolbox.txt.txt. 53 of 53.
And there it is. And it's RadioToolbox.txt.axx is the extension. Now, if we try to open this file, it's not going to work. If I try to open it in Notepad just as it is, it's going to be scrambled. Let's take a look at the desktop now. We're going to try and open this in Notepad so you can show it to
Radio
you.
Toolbox. RadioToolbox.txt.txt.
There it is.
31 of 50.
Now we have it. It's RadioToolbox.txt.axx. And we're going to just open this and try and read it in Notepad. Now remember, we've encrypted
untitled
it.
Untitled Notepad. Edit box.
So here it is.
.ofy9xtd6z.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
BPER3LLZEIJS. CC0NURPZ0DI0GGPOK.
And it doesn't make any sense to you either because it's fully encrypted.
Create a new window.
That's how it's encrypted. That's how you do
menu.
It. You encrypt
Task
the file
bar.
Now.
Sys gray, but
let's
desktop,
go back to our file at the desktop.
RadioToolbox.txt.txt.
There it is.
Of 53.
And what we're going to do now is we want to show you some of the options. So
context
let's
menu.
Go. We're going to press the context menu key. Let me go up to the AAS.
N equals N. L equals secure delete. Dialogue. E equals encrypt pull down. X crypt pull down.
There it is. X crypt. AXCRYPT. It's an odd name. Let's go there, and we have Decrypt is the first option.
Open.
Open is the second option.
Rename.
Rename is the third option. Now, if I rename this file, Radio Toolbox, it's going to encrypt the name of it for me. So, say you had a file and it was called creditcard.txt, well, a person could still see that, but if you decide to rename this file, it will encrypt it with an odd name. I mean, it will just be numbers and letters.
Clear passphrase memory.
Clear the passphrase memory.
Wipe and delete.
Wipe and delete the file.
Decrypt.
So, we're going to tell it to decrypt the file is the first thing, but before we do that,
start
let's
menu.
Get out of this and
menu.
Let's just go to the
list view, desktop,
file
radio
itself
again.
And let us open the file. We're just going to hit return on it.
Button, cancel, dialog, edit box, enter passphrase.
Now enter the passphrase they want. Let's enter the wrong passphrase. Let's try this one.
Button, cancel, dialog, edit box, invalid passphrase. Please re-enter.
Invalid passphrase. Please re-enter. I gave it an invalid one, of course, so you can't break it unless you know the phrase. We can do this.
Button. Cancel.
And
dialog.
It's now writing it. It's done. It's written it. And we can go
start menu.
And we can go look
menu
at
closed.
It here.
Button. Edit pack classic. Arrow.
And it
edit
opens pack. It actually for you.
Radio toolbox. Together. Text on multiple servers and send this information to a log user.
Okay, this is a radio toolbox file. We don't need to read this file, but it did it.
Task
it actually
bar.
Opened my edit pad.
That's great.
Once it decrypted
desktop.
It for
list
me.
View.
And now,
radiotoolbox.txt.txt. 53 of 53.
It's still left in the state it was in.
Button. Cancel. Dialog. Edit box. Enter password.
So see, it still wants the password. It left it the way it was.
Button. Cancel. Desktop. List view. Radiotoolbox.txt.txt.
So
53 of 53.
That's one way to do it. Now, if you just open the file like I just did, it will ask for the password, but it will leave it in its encrypted state. So you can read the file and finish reading it and close it out, and it's still in its encrypted state so that nobody else can get at it. However, you can do other things. As I started to show you, let's go up to the
T equals cut, N equals send to
pull down. Xscript folder
T here. Encrypt pull down. Xscript pull down.
Xscript, and
decrypt.
Here we are. We have
open. Decrypt.
Decrypt.
Open.
Open.
Rename.
Rename.
Clear passphrase memory.
Clear the passphrase from memory, which is, that's if you do, if you forget the password, you actually can do that. You can clear it from memory. This is not 100% secure, by the way this type of a system is. It's good if you're just, you know, sharing files, but this is not the most reliable way of doing things. We'll show you another way in a little while.
Wipe and delete.
Wipe and delete.
Decrypt.
So decrypt. If I tell it to decrypt the file, we'll hit return
menu closed.
There.
Dialog. Button. Cancel. Edit box. Enter password.
Of course,
dialogue.
It still wants the Expert password, ACB radio. Hit
button.
Return.
Cancel. Taskbar.
And it just did it. Now
list
if I
rate.
Go look at the file.
Desktop. List view. Radiotoolbox.txt. 53.
See,
53.
It's back to radiotoolbox.txt, a plain, ordinary file that anyone can read. Now, I do want to make the comment, if you do encrypt one of these files, or you do encrypt a folder of files and want to send this to somebody through email, say, in order for them to decrypt the file that you've sent them, they also will need to have the AXCRYPT tool on their machine, and also they will, of course, need the file, need the password, rather, that you used to encrypt the file. In other words, you can send me one of your files that you've done, but if I don't have your password, there's no way I'm going to be able to read it. It's a good little tool. I mean, you know, as you can see, it does work, and it's not really too bad. You can do, you can right-click on a whole folder and have it do a whole folder's worth of information. And then you could also, of course, rename that. And, of course, then you could also, of course, you want to store it. You could always zip it and password protect the zip file and all kinds of security here that you can certainly do with AXCRYPT, available from www.sourceforge.net/projects/AXCRYPT. Now, the second tool I'd like to take a look at is also freeware, and it is available from www.f-secure.com. You may need to do a search, actually, for the tool on their page. I found it difficult to find there. I actually have had it on the machine for a while, so I can't quite remember where I got it, but I think probably from there. www.f-secure.com. The name of this particular encryption program is called F-Secure Desktop version 2.0. And we're going to take a look at it. This one's on the same idea as the last one, but it's got some unique features. Let's take a look at it right now. Let's go to the start menu here and go to the program group and take a look at the
F-Secure desktop
here. And let's take a look at what we have.
Auto-decrypt
files is the top one.
Auto-encrypt files.
Auto-encrypt files.
D equals desktop explorer.
Desktop explorer. This is where you can actually look for files and tell it whether you want them to be excluded, top secret, or secret.
F equals F secure desktop help. Location
this
C program files data help. F equals F secure desktop wizard.
They have
location
a wizard to guide you in how to do this stuff.
R equals read me. Location
they have
C
read
program
me.
Files. A equals auto decrypt files. Location
and we're back to auto decrypt files. So you can have an auto decrypt, auto encrypt, all that sort of thing. It'll do it for you.
F equals.
And
F
what we want to do
wizard.
Is we want to take
location
a look, first of all, at the wizard here. So we're going to hit return on the wizard because when you install this program, the first thing that's going to come up is the wizard. So
menu
let's
closed.
Start
button.
Up the wizard right
start
now
button.
And take a look at it here.
Button N equals next. Property sheet dialog graphic F-Secure Desktop Wizard graphic. Welcome to the F-Secure Desktop Wizard. This wizard will help you set up a security profile for your security
okay.
requirements.
It'll set up a security profile for my security requirements. Good
button
for
N.
it.
Button
and
N equals
let's
next.
Tell it next.
Radio button check T equals edit existing
now,
security
profile. Now, I can edit an existing profile. It's a radio button or...
Radio button check C equals create new security
profile. Create a new profile. So I can create a new profile.
Button B equals back.
Or
radio
I
button
can
check
edit
C
one.
Equals create new
secure...
Button B.
For the purposes of our demo, we're going to create a new profile.
Button
this
equals
time.
Next. Edit box username.
Let's create a username of DJC.
Edit box P equals passphrase.
And let's create a passphrase of ACB radio.
Edit box C equals confirm passphrase.
ACB radio.
Button B equals. Button N equals next. Button OK. Dialog F secure desktop for home education list graphic graphic a security profile for this username already exists. Replace the current information. Default button OK button cancel. Button cancel.
Yes, because I was working
button
with
okay.
it earlier with this to make sure it will work, so we'll tell it OK. Then you
radio
do that.
Button check 3 equals override data 3 times.
Override data is the next thing we come up against. Now what this means is when you wipe files from the hard drive, when you erase files from the hard drive, it will do it.
Radio button check 2 equals override data once with random data.
Once with
one
random
three.
Data. Not very secure fast, but not very secure.
Radio button check 3 equals override data 3 times.
It will
three.
Overwrite and wipe the data 3 times. More secure, better, but not still not the most secure, but not bad, not bad.
Radio button check 7 equals override data 7 times.
7 times, very slow, but very thorough. I mean, you tell it to wipe a folder of files that way, and it will... they'll never be able to recover them. You probably can't recover them 3 times either, actually.
Radio button check 3
and
equals
I'm
override
leave
data 3
on 3 for the purposes of our demonstration here.
Button B equals next. Button N equals next. Button C equals create new key. Dialog.
Now, I need to create a key for us because we don't have a key, so let's
edit
do that.
Box. Dialog F secure desktop random number generator graphic. Please move the mouse in this window to initialize the random number generator. The window will disappear when enough randomness has been accumulated. You are only asked to do this when you start the application during installation. 0.
Okay, now the only complication with creating this key when you get to this step is they require you to move the mouse back and forth. Now you can do it with speech. Basically the way I did this with window eyes, I went up and down on the screen and left and right on the screen till I got to 100%. It shows a marker at the bottom. Apparently, when you're moving the mouse over the area, it just creates a random key. That's the only complicated thing with this thing, and you will have to do that. So plan on either using a mouse with speech or asking somebody to do that part of it for you. You only need to do that the first time you set up a new key or on installation.
Button left.
So let's tell
button
it next.
Button cancel. Button N equals next.
Okay, we've told it next on this next window
top
here.
Top left. Enter a password to secure the backup of your...
This is for backup.
Graphic F secure desktop wizard graphic. Enter encryption key on a floppy disk. We recommend.
Now they recommend putting this key on a floppy disk.
Making a note of the passwords and storing it long.
So you won't lose it.
With the disk inside an envelope. P equals password.
So let's do that. We want
edit
to tell
P
it.
Equals button H equals help.
Let's see what we want to tell it. ACB radio.
Edit box.
And tell that ACB radio.
button R equals browse.
What we want to do here is we want to press the browse button. That's the next thing we're going to do. We're going to press the browse button, and it's going to allow us to browse where we want to put it. So if you wanted to store it on a floppy, you could do so. And I'm just going to store the key on my machine.
Edit box. Dialogue. Save as. List view. I equals save in. Program. What? DJC.key. 2 of 2.
Okay, we'll save it there.
Button. N equals no. Dialogue. Save as. Property sheet dialog graphic at secure desktop wizard graphic enter password to secure.
Okay, we've now done that. We've saved the key, and we'll
button
go to...
Button H equals help. Button cancel. Default button cancel. Default button H equals help. Button N equals next. Left.
Next.
Button N equals next. Edit box P equals password. Button C equals change. Dialog. Top left to select new secret files for automatic encryption. And decryption, click the change button. Default button C equals change. Button D equals back.
Now these windows here are a little bit confusing, but basically I'll explain what they do. The first window here is where you can tell the machine to encrypt secret files when you start the machine. In other words, certain files when you start the machine. So in other words, you go to work every day, you start up your machine. Well, you can tell it, I don't want my boss seeing these files at all. So every time the machine starts, I want it to encrypt these files. The next window is a top secret window, and that will never decrypt any files under any circumstances unless you tell it to decrypt them by hand. The next window is exclude. Exclude means you can exclude files which will never get encrypted at all on the hard drive.
Button N equals next.
Okay, we're not going to do anything
button C
there.
Equals change. Top. Select files you consider top secret. These files will be automatically encrypted, but never automatically decrypted.
Okay, I'm not
going to
do anything there at the moment. We're just going to tell that
button
next.
Button N equals next. Left. But top to exclude files from automatic encryption.
And then we have exclude. You
change
can
button.
Exclude files.
Button cancel. Button N equals next.
Tell it
left.
Next.
Checkbox check Y equals yes. I want to enable compression.
Of course. You would want to enable compression. What this means is it'll shrink the file down so that you won't have a big file. It actually
top
compresses
left.
It just like a zip file.
F-secure. Encrypting. This improves security, reduces the amount of disk space required to store encrypted files, but also slows down the encryption and decryption processes. Button left. Button H equals button. Default button N equals next. Button B equals back. Checkbox graphic yes. I want to enable compression.
We do.
Checked.
So that's checked.
Default button N equals next. Left. Combo box please select the cipher you would like to use. Blowfish 102.
Now let's see what
top
they say about cipher. Cipher is the way it's going to encrypt is what it is.
F-Secure Desktop offers two choices for the encryption algorithm. Blowfish is a very fast and a fairly young cipher. Frida is a very mature and well respected algorithm but also slow. Both ciphers are considered to be very reliable and unbreakable. Please select the cipher you would. Blowfish.
So we'll go with Blowfish.
Button
that
B
works.
Equals default button N equals next. Left.
Tell that okay.
Button N equals next. App Secure Desktop Wizard has finished the setup.
And it's done.
Click finish to save the security profile. Button B equals back. Default button F equals finish. Left. Button OK. Dialog App Secure Desktop for Home Education List. Button. Default button
and
OK.
And we are finished
left.
With that.
Over 2 hours. Zero
now, we have finished that, and our profile has now been saved. Now, let's show you how we're going to use this particular program.
Over 2 hours.
I know this stuff gets a little confusing, and I apologize that it's dragging on. There's a lot to set up there, as you saw, and you'll have to do this if you set this program up. But it's well worth it, I think. You'll get good encryption here. Sure. So let's go to our file.
Radiotoolbox.txt.
That's the one we're
going to
fool with. And we're going to go to the context menu, and we're going to go to
encrypt. E equals encrypt radiotoolbox.txt.
And we're going to ask it, the first thing we'll do is ask it to encrypt, or actually we'll show you the choices we have here under the menu. We have encrypt.
C equals create encrypted package.
Create
dialogue.
Encrypted package. That's where you can create a .exe file that you can send to somebody in the mail. That it will require a password at their end to open, though. But you could create an .exe file, send it to your friend through email, and as long as they have the password you used, they can unencrypt the file at the other end. And it's good for real high security stuff, of course.
E equals encrypt radiotoolbox.txt.
So we're going to encrypt
dialogue.
It.
Menu closed. List view. Radiotoolbox.txt. 52.
So we hit return, and
dialogue.
It wants to know the password, and I'm going to try and use ACB radio. Let's see if it works.
Button. Okay. Button. S equals skip. Dialogue. Desktop.
And it
list
did
view. Radiotoolbox.txt.
It's now, if we look at the, now if we look at it, we've got,
Ray Cleaner. Roxio Easy. Radio Toolbox.fff. 52.
It's changed the extension to a .fff, as in Frank. And now we have that, and under the menu we have some more choices, I think, now on this file. Let's go
context
back to
menu.
The
D equals encrypt pull-down.
Menu.
D equals decrypt radio toolpacks.fff.
We can decrypt it.
C equals create encrypted package.
Create encrypted package.
D equals decrypt radio toolpacks.fff.
Oh, we can decrypt it. So we can decrypt it under this menu, or we can just open the file.
Radio toolpacks.fff.
Now, I can open the file on this particular machine because I have the F-Secure Desktop 2.0 program here. So it expects to see that kind of a file. Normally, however, you couldn't send the file like this to somebody who doesn't have that because they cannot open it. So if I send this txt.fff file to my friend, he will not be able to open this particular file at his end unless he has the desktop 2.0 software installed. However, if I were to encrypt it as an .exe file with the password ACB radio, I could send it to him, and I would have to tell him an email. When you open this, it's going to ask you for the password. Type in ACB radio, and you'll be able to decrypt this file. F-Secure Desktop 2.0, quite a useful tool, and I hope these encryption tools will be useful to you. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.